morning. I put my umbrella and boots by the door just in case, but then it didn't, did it?
No, it didn't, Signora. But you said you wanted to tell me about something unusual that happened in the apartment opposite you?
Yes, that girl.
Which girl, Signora?
The young one, the pregnant one.
How young do you think she was, Signora?
Oh, maybe 17, maybe older, maybe younger. I have two boys, you know, so I could tell if she was a boy, but she was a girl.
And you said she was pregnant, Signora?
Yes, and right at the end of it. In fact, that's why I told my daughter-in-law, and that's when she told me I had to come and tell you about it.
That she was pregnant?
That she had the baby.
Where did she have the baby, Signora?
Right there, in the calle across from my place. Not out in the calle, you understand. In the apartment across the calle. It's a little way down from my place, opposite the house next door, really. But because the house sticks out a little bit, I can see into the windows, and that's where I saw her.
Where is this exactly, Signora?
Calle dei Stranieri. You know, it's near San Bortolo, the calle that goes down to Campo della Fava. I live down on the right side, and she was on the left, on the same side as that pizzeria, only we're both down at the end near the bridge. The apartment used to belong to an old woman. I never knew her name. But then she died, and her son inherited it, and he started to rent it out, you know, the way people do, by the week, to foreigners, or by the month. But when I saw the girl in there and she was pregnant, I thought maybe he'd decided to rent it like a real apartment, you know, with a lease and all. And if she was pregnant, she'd be one of us and not a tourist, right? But I guess there's more money if you rent by the week, especially to foreigners. And then you don't have to pay the... Oh, I'm sorry. I suppose that isn't important, is it? As I was saying, she was pregnant, so I thought maybe they were a young couple. But then I realized I never saw a husband in there with her.
How long was she there, Signora?
Oh, no more than a week, maybe even less. But long enough for me to get to know her habits, sort of.
And could you tell me what they were?
Her habits?
Yes.
Well, I never saw too much of her. Only when she walked past the window and went into the kitchen. Not that she ever cooked anything, at least not that I saw. But I don't know anything about the rest of the apartment, so I don't know what she did, really, while she was there. I suppose she was just waiting.
Waiting?
For the baby to be born. They come when they want.
I see. Did she ever notice you, Signora?
No. I've got curtains, you see, and that place doesn't. And the calle is so dark that you can't really see into the windows on the other side. But about 2 years ago, whenever it was, they put one of those new street lamps just across from her place, so it's always light there at night. I don't know how people stand them. We sleep with our shutters closed, but if you didn't have them, I don't know how you'd get a decent night's sleep, do you?
Not at all, Signora. You said you never saw her husband, but did you ever see any other people in there with her?
Sometimes, but always at night. Well, in the evening, just after dinner. Not that I ever saw her cook anything. But she must have, mustn't she? Or someone must have taken her food? You have to eat when you're pregnant. Why, I ate like a wolf when I was expecting my boys, so I'm sure she must have eaten, only I never saw her cook anything. But you can't just leave a pregnant woman in a place and not feed her, can you?
Certainly not, Signora. And who was it you saw in the apartment with her?
Sometimes men would come in and sit around the table in the kitchen and talk. They smoked, so they'd open the window.
How many men, Signora?
Three. They sat in the kitchen at the table with the light on and they talked.
In Italian, Signora?
Let me think. Yes, they spoke Italian, but they weren't us. I mean, they weren't Venetian. I didn't know the dialect, but it wasn't Veneziano.
And they just sat at the table and talked?
Yes.
And the girl?
I never saw her, not while they were there. After they left, sometimes she would come out into the kitchen and maybe get a glass of water. At least, I'd see her at the window.
But you didn't speak to her?
No. As I told you, I never had anything to do with her or with those men. I just watched her and wished she'd eat something. I was so hungry when I was pregnant with Luca and Pietro. I ate all the time, but I was lucky that I never gained too much.
Did the men eat, Signora?